It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello. Welcome, one and all. It's Tuesday. Sorry, didn't know what day it was. It's Tuesday, December the 19th, 2023. Here, a beautiful day here in sunny Austin, Texas. 17 degrees, high of 19, low 3. It was chilly last night. I actually had to pull the blanket out. Kind of a surprise. But hey, such is life, right? Oh man, walking our way to the shady spot yesterday. Dentist appointment went long, but hey, everything's all good now. So we got news for you coming up as soon as I get there. Sorry, it's just going to take a second to get over there. Oh, here's something that I've been doing that I think would interest an on radio. I've been inspired by our very own Tove of the Dubious Goals Committee, chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. So when I went to the grocery store on Sunday, I purchased, half a pound of pepperoni and a big box of frozen waffles. And I've been eating. What I've been doing is making a pepperoni and egg and waffle sandwich for breakfast with some cheese in there. Oh man, my mouth watered as I was describing it. Oh man, we made it to the wall. Just wanted to see if there was bad traffic or not. Looks like not the worst. All right, let's get to our seat and then I can look at calm and jump into the news. What's calm, you might ask? Well, calm is short for commode chat. And commode chat, well, that is how we talk to each other in SDF land. Just SSH over to SDF.org. And once you're there, type G for go to, and then type non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom. You'll be dropped into the cool and non-radio room, hanging out with people like WX Boss and Thrig, LCD, and X1, as long with, let's see. Oop, let's see what we got going on here. Looks like somebody has a news story here. LCD is pointing out he has a D&D story for me. So that should be exciting. oh, man. One of the nice things about being up on the roof by yourself is you can you don't have to hold anything in. Belches or any other bodily function. All right. A 2028 CVE. I think that's suspicious. Thrig pointing it out. Put down the time machine and slowly step away. anyway, we'll get that story from LCD later, I'm sure. Oh, look, we got two cars almost running into each other at the turn. They are hauling butt down the little road there. Not a big surprise, I guess. It's 1 o'clock local time. More cars, gosh. This little side street gets so much action. They're going to have to either widen it or put lights up or something. It's unfortunate because I really like that. It's a great little shortcut, but it is a neighborhood and it's totally makes the neighborhood funny. Anyway, Welcome, welcome. Welcome back, LCD. Welcome, one and all. So yeah, pepperoni and waffles, it's not a bad thing. I do find myself getting heartburn if I don't drink a drink with my meal in the morning. But other than that, so far so good. 2 days in a row. Well, I've got 24 of these waffles. I'll be eating it for a little while. All right, so it's time to talk about some news. There's a lot of death, a lot of destruction, and we'll try and get through it all today. The first one comes from Texas, and this was a story that I couldn't find on any of my world news sites. But you know what? I did see it on the news this morning, and it was something surprising enough I wanted to share it with you all. A pedestrian who was hit by a car Saturday night in Dallas crashed through its windshield, ending up dead in the passenger seat. Okay, so you're walking along, you're crossing the street, and somebody hits you with their car, and you fly through the windshield, flip over, and end up in the passenger seat, dead. Well, you know, it was a good life. But then the driver continued his journey until reaching where? A Jack in the Box. Okay, well, great. Hey, Southwest Airlines jet flying straight south, beeline to the airport. Pretty neat to see because they're making a nice descent. All right, so you're dead. You were unceremoniously no longer alive. You were struck by a car. You flipped around, and now you're dead and inside of the passenger seat of this car. And then, 40 miles later, you're at a Jack in the Box. Oh no. Well, what could be worse? Well, how about the town's name being White Settlement? That's right, White Settlement. Publius may know where this is, since his P.O. Box is in Fort Worth. This is from the Dallas News. Anyway, when officers were called to the fast food restaurant around 11 p.m., they found the victim's body upside down in the passenger seat. Paramedics were called to the scene, but the victim was already dead. The driver of the gray Kia Forte, 31-year-old Nestor Luan Flores, was asleep in the car when police arrived and told officers he thought he hit a deer somewhere between Dallas and White Settlement. Investigators said in an update Sunday that investigators in Dallas County determined that Flores hit Ivory in a crosswalk on a service road in Dallas. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office, which is taking over the case, said the crash happened on the Interstate 30 service road near Cockrell Hill Road. So I don't know if it's the weather or if there's some kind of news bulletin, or if there's like a next door post or something, but there have been so many non-employees walking around because it's a work campus, and some the roads that pass through the in between, you know, there's 7 or 8 buildings over here and 3 parking garages, you know, there's a whole bunch of buildings here, but there's also a road that goes between the buildings, and I think the road and sidewalk are technically like public property. But you never see people, like I've never have seen people who don't work here just wandering around. But the last 2 days I've seen so many people. This guy just walked by walking his dog and was like, what the heck? So big surprise. Surprise to me, but hey, whatever. Let's check in with Calm real quick. Oh, LCD. Said that was the story I was going to send you. You already had it queued up. Yep, it made it to the TV news this morning while I was eating my pepperoni. According to White Settlement Police, Dallas Court found human body parts they believe are the result of the crash. The victim's legs were severed below the knee and were found near the crash scene in Dallas. Okay, so you're walking along. You waited for the little white guy to show up on the crosswalk. You start to walk it. You see a Kia Forte flying at you. And you think, oh, it's a Kia. I won't worry about it. Next thing you know, your legs have been severed and you're flying through the air at a high rate of speed. Oh, man. I wonder how long... Oh, holy fuck. A turkey vulture has landed on the light pole, one light pole away from me. Trying not to observe it too much, but when I looked up, he was so much larger than I was expecting. The turkey vulture is a size of like a big turkey. I guess that's why they're named turkey vultures. I did not expect to see a turkey-sized bird, though. I thought that was just because they had the neck thing, that head thing. Anyway, I will... Anyway, so your legs get chopped off. Now you're bleeding. You're upside down. And you have to pass out to this drunk guy just flying through the road going, "Oh my God, I hit a deer." And then you pass out and die. I wonder if you could even talk before... I wonder if you are just screaming before you die, or if you tell it, you're like, "What the hell?" I don't know. Oh, wow, a truck full of drywall just drove by. Anyway, Flores was seemingly unaware that a person was dead in his car. Police said a blood test is pending to confirm that Flores was intoxicated. The arresting officer said it smelled like a brewery in the backseat of his patrol car. White Settlement Police Chief Christopher Cook said Monday at a news conference where Tarrant County officials discussed DWI fine enforcement for the upcoming holidays. Tarrant County is where Dallas and stuff is. And yeah, DWIs in Texas. I don't know if it happens anywhere else around the world or in the country, but we have mandatory enforced DWI checkpoints during big events like New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, when there's the Texas track and field event, every major holiday pretty much, Labor Day, they have mandatory they'll put up mandatory DWI checkpoints where every car that goes through is screened for being drunk. But then they also have what they like to call no refusal weekends. And they just have a RV, and there's a judge sitting in the RV, and there's a phlebotomist there. And when they stop you, when you're going through the checkpoint, if they think you've been drinking, they then take you out of the car, put you into the RV, and if you refuse a blood draw, the judge will just sign a warrant ordering the blood draw immediately. And then they will forcibly extract your blood and test it. Pretty wild stuff. Anyway, does that happen anywhere else? Is this just a Texas thing? Because it's kind of fun. It's kind of wild. I always think, you know, this feels like a violation of civil liberties in some way. Let's see what's going on here. Thrig, Ratsu. Holy fuck. Yeah, you know, a vampire can make a good blood business that way. Oh, it's true. Porta judge. There are also those kind of things in Belgium. Okay, cool. Well, this is good to know. Alrighty. You know, LCD agrees, invasion of civil liberties for sure. Oh, hey, we got a, is that a Chrysler 300? I haven't seen one of those in a long time. They don't look like they're stopping at the stop sign. Oh, they've come to a complete stop at the stop sign. They now appear to be fumbling. Yep, they're just sitting in their car looking for something. Maybe they dropped their doobie. No turn signal, just stopped. They appear to be in a frantic state. yeah, not that I'm a libertarian or anything, but geez. Yeah, I stopped reading the Reason.com articles because I didn't know that Reason was a libertarian thing. I just was like, oh, they're sometimes kind of right-wingy. And then it's like, at the end of things, it was too much. Anyway, yeah, so that's what happened in Dallas. Pretty insane. Oh, this guy that was frantically looking has just decided to scoot on across and park in the fire lane right next to me. He's not going to be happy when a truck smashes into him. I don't know. Oh, let's see. So, not that I'm a libertarian or anything. All right, so let's keep on moving. There's plenty of more to go. A U.S. lawyer has apparently been targeted by India. That's not necessarily a big surprise. You may remember the story. But an American Sikh who is the target of an alleged assassination plot arranged by the Indian government has said he's still getting hundreds of threats a day, even as India has claimed it's investigating the murder-for-hire conspiracy. The New York-based lawyer said the threats on social media and other forums have continued unabated since the Department of Justice alleged that an unnamed Indian government official with ties to intelligence arranged to kill the activists on U.S. soil. So, not the best thing, but still happening. So, watch out, world. I wanted to mention that just because it was international. Alrighty, our guy's making a U-turn again. Looks like he found what he was looking for, I guess. He hopped out of the car and went under his seat. I bet you he dropped his phone under his seat. Anyway, just a small update. Gaza is still being flattened from north to south, south to north, whichever direction. Israel is just killing everyone that that could, will, or ever could be alive in Palestine. At least 13 Palestinians have been killed and many others wounded in the Israeli air raid on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. The UN Security Council is set to vote on a halt in the fighting after it was delayed by a day amid ongoing negotiations to stave off another U.S. veto. Of course, who knows? The United States continues its march. it's very interesting, the language and propaganda we use. But anyway, I won't get into that. I try and avoid it too much because Israel, Hamas, Israel, Palestine, Palestinian oppression kind of gets me heated up, and then we have to listen to music while I cool off. That's no fun. More than 120 people killed. Where did these 120 people die? Northwestern China, that's right. A 6.2 magnitude quake has struck Gansu. An earthquake struck in northwestern China late at night on December 18th, killing at least 127 people. Oh, not just 120, more than 127 people. Oh man, 127.0.0.1. Oh, they were at home when they died. Oh, it's all connected. Anyway, 710 people were injured in the deadliest quake in years. The 6.2 magnitude quake struck in Jishishan, a county with a population of 239,000, located near the border with Qinghai Province. Tremors were felt as far as Shan and, well, I don't think we know these. This is coming from the Straits Times. So the people there know the geography of China much more than we do. They're like, oh yeah, was an earthquake just between Chicago and Belmont or something. You know, it's like, or was it Hyde Park or whatever that neighborhood is. Anyway, it was 570 kilometers away. They were still feeling tremors. Electricity, water, transport, and communication were cut off in some areas. Rescue work was made difficult by sub-zero temperatures with roads covered in ice and snow, as well as the high altitude of the areas around the quake's epicenter, which are 3,000 meters above sea level, or 3 kilometers. I don't know why you would say 3,000 meters above sea level instead of 3 kilometers. It seems like a loss. It's like you're using a metric system. Use the shortcuts. Anyway, a total of 155,393 homes have been damaged or destroyed. 113 fatalities have been reported in Gansu proper, with 536 people injured. Qinghai, 14 have died, 182 injured, and 13 people are still missing. Pretty wild. Big thing. Ooh. Porta potty emptying truck just drove by. I'm always curious to see if they have a new name. Honey pot has been the big one lately. It's whatever. It's not so funny. I'm always waiting for like a suck and blow or something like that. I always think that would be kind of a funny, silly name for a vacuum truck that sucks that crap out. All right, let's make sure I haven't lost anything. Hey, KP1138, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. And Quentin's in the house. Hello, welcome, welcome. All right. It's 1919 UTC. I guess we should, now as good a time as any to remind you, you're listening to Dawn Radio, powered by SDF. SDF, it's powered by you. You're listening. Thank you very much. SDF is a wonderful little place. Check it out, sdf.org. There's all sorts of ways to join, different groups and tiers and everything else. And you can just join for free and then get verified. Just jump in on comm and hang out with folks and talk for a while. And if you're cool, you can get verified by someone that's like a Meta ARPA, I think. Remember? You could also just send a dollar through the mail. That'll also get you verified. It's just a nice, slow, old-school way of ensuring that you're a real person that's creating the account. All right. Oh, yeah. And stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Happens every goddamn day right here. If you have a time machine, are you a time lord? Maybe you are the seventh doctor. Maybe you're Tennant and you're like, huh, I wonder what I can do. How do I know where I am and when I am? Well, it's easy. If you listen at 1930 UTC on and on radio and you hear the Dubious Goals Committee, you know I guess if you listen to non-radio, when you hear the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll know it's 1930 UTC. And then from that, you can extrapolate all the rest of the way. Okay, I can hear the Dubious Goals. Oh. Sorry. You caught a very visceral automated reaction. A man and a woman were walking by, and the woman's wearing a dress with a slit in it, and the wind blew, and it blew, and it just, like, exposed her whole leg, and I was like, oh, and so I was like, I need to look away, but sometimes, you know what, that's what, one of the benefits of being on the roof, I guess, sometimes people's bits get shown, and you just get to enjoy it. But yeah, if you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, if you are not sure when it is, set your clock by the DGC. Be like WX Boss. Set your clock. Thrig pointing out IPv4 local host deaths should be between 213. hold on. Thousand. Hundreds. Thousands. Millions. 2,130,706,422 and 2,147,883, I can't, I'm not going to do more math. We all know local host strength, or flash 8. A strong explosion followed by a fire on Monday in Guinea's main fuel depot hit the center of Conakry, injuring dozens of people, according to a medical source, and leading to the closure of schools and administrations. The fire occurred at around 00 local time, midnight, at the Guinea state-owned oil company's main fuel depot. In a press release, the government announced the closure of schools and asked public and private sector workers to stay at home in the greater Conakry area, including the capital and its surroundings. The fire of unknown origin broke out during the night, and its scale and consequences could have a direct impact on the population, it said. There was a deafening noise that woke people up. We were already asleep as we live near the Niger market. The windows of our house and those of our neighbors were smashed. We managed to get away from the place, he said. The usually crowded port district looked like a dead city on Monday morning. The smoke was thick with reddish flames rose in the night sky as residents fled the area. Dozens of civil protection vehicles were dispatched to the scene, and dozens of injured people are arriving at two of the main hospitals. So, pretty bad, right? Check real quick here. obviously, yeah. Alright. Sorry, I accidentally clicked on a spam ad, so it took me a minute to close everything. So, if you remember, we talked about all the bunch of earthquakes happening in Iceland. Well, the volcano is finally erupting. Gas pollution could hit Iceland's capital after a volcano began erupting late on Monday. The eruption, which broke out on the Reykjanes Peninsula of southwest Iceland, comes after weeks of intense earthquakes and tremors. Fumes could reach Reykjavik by Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. About 4,000 people were evacuated last month, a fishing town that was threatened by the lava flows. A resident living nearby described it as crazy and scary. Iceland has been braced for volcanic activity for weeks, since late October. The eruption can be seen from Reykjavik, which is about 42 kilometers northeast. An eyewitness in the capital told the BBC that half of the sky in the direction of the town was lit up in red from the eruption, as smoke could be seen billowing from the into the air. So, very big times right there. Shout out to KP113. A moo, like a mud? Oh my gosh, I sat funny and I've hurt myself. All right, we'll stand up, straighten up. Maybe my bones will realign. Oh, goodness. Simp Cow says LFO everything. Hey, Tobe's in the house. Welcome. Let's talk about nuclear power and some other stuff. Let's talk about cool stuff. There were other destruction things, but hey, you know what? Let's get into some science-y things. First, graphene will change the world. The boss using the supermaterial in the global chip war.
What? Are we going to go to carbon instead of silicon for our chips? Simon Thomas knew the periodic table by heart at 6. Now the Cambridge firm's co-founder is putting his scientific brain behind graphene's power to help us compete with China, he says. The first thing visitors to his lab in Cambridgeshire village of Somersham are shown is a thin disc made of a synthetic sapphire with a piece of graphene taped to it. This was the first graphene product the company made, and it quickly evolved to a small wafer of 64 tiny graphene devices arranged in a grid. These days, the company produces 6-inch wafers that hold 9,000 chips. Graphene's a 2D form of carbon, with the atoms arranged in a hexagon structure. It's mainly used to strengthen concrete and paints, but it's now being touted as a replacement for silicon in semiconductors. China has started using it to get ahead in the global microchip wars. The UK needs to do all it can to avoid losing out to China, and the US is in the race to crack the technology, says Simon Thomas. He founded Paragraph in 2017 with Professor Sir Colin Humphreys and Technical Director Ivor Guinea, who all worked together at Cambridge University as a university spin-out. Graphene was hailed as a supermaterial and is extracted from graphite, the crystalline form of carbon used to make pencils, and comes as a lattice sheet, just one atom thick. Thomas believes it will fundamentally change the world, altering the way everything from mobile phones and computers to electric cars are manufactured. Smartphones made using material could be worn on the wrist, like an iWatch, Apple Watch, and graphene tablets could be rolled up like a newspaper. Thomas, wearing a blue suit with matching shoes and a flowered shirt, says graphene and other 2D materials will change the status quo, provide technologies we've never even seen before, and performance levels we've never hit before. Potential uses include quantum computing, magnetic sensors, and new MRI scanners, and consumer technologies such as delivery drones. Graphene is one of the strongest and thinnest materials in existence, much tougher than steel but lighter than paper. Harder than a diamond but more elastic than rubber. It is also highly effective at conducting heat and electricity. Oh, we got a, I don't know if you can hear it, but that looks like a Delta plane making a lot of noise as it lands over our heads, flies overhead. Anyway, I've talked too much and it's already 1927 UTC. Hey, Jay LaMoth, welcome, welcome. If you want to chat, you can also, this just a reminder, we also have XMPP, aka Jabber. You can sign up for that, sign into that. Just use Mint once you've got an account. Not everything is POSIX, and that's okay. All right, so we got 2 minutes to go before the Doobie Skulls Committee with Tobe. Fun show right here. You can press the eagle sign in com to see all the shows coming up. You can also go to anonradio.net or just type anonradio at the command prompt. All of those things will show you the schedule. But today is Doobie Skulls Committee, then Internet Noises with DJ Leon G, and Organized Chaos. Then Praise the Den Darkness from Northern Lights should be showing up. And then from that, the Lispy Gopher Show with Screwtape. And then Audio Theater happens at 0600. It's a fun show if you can't sleep. Chinese Pop Music with King Feng is happening at 0800. And then Synth Battle Royale Review. Oh, and Nick's Caves at 1300 tomorrow before. And then Guided Meditation with DJ Damaru. So, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. If, wake up early, wake up late, whatever you want to do. But yeah, time flies when we're having fun. It's 1929, just a few seconds to go before we're out of here. So thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. And I guess the only other thing would be just to tell you, there's different stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I don't got anything. Seizo has left. But you're listening. And it's time. Here we go. That's it. But thank goodness. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. Claudio in! Howdy, howdy.